Now, President Bush is taking some time off at his ranch in Texas. Congress has left Washington until after Labor Day. But, of course, there's no vacation from politics for either party. Democratic presidential candidates appear tomorrow before a labor audience. Members of the Bush administration continue to talk about national security. And NPR's Cokie Roberts will talk to us now, as she does every Monday. Good morning, Cokie.
Morning, Steve.
So all the Democratic presidents, candidates for president will be appearing at this AFL-CIO meeting tomorrow. How important is that?
And our own Bob Edwards will be moderating them. It is very important because Labor's endorsement, if any candidate can get it, means that they've got a real leg up. And that's especially true going into this election cycle because President Bush has raised so much money, and no Democrat can expect to match that. But if they can get the endorsement of Labor, they can get not only Labor's money, but Labor's manpower, which is very important for any Democratic candidate. The person who is counting the most on this is Richard Gephardt. He has been one of Labor's best friends in Congress for many, many years. But it's a very high threshold to meet. It's a two-thirds vote of all of the unions, and at the moment, that doesn't look like it's very likely to happen. And that would be very difficult for Gephardt because without getting that endorsement, he then doesn't make it into the top tier of candidates that he needs to make to break through to raise some more money and to convince people that he really is a serious candidate. So they'll all go, they'll all present their opinions, and then we'll see whether the unions endorse or not. I think it's unlikely.
So some of these candidates really want labor support, but do Democrats have to be careful when they speak before what are seen as special interest groups like this?
Yes, and they have already, I mean, here we are, it's you know, summertime of 2003, and they've already done a lot of this. I mean, they've gone to the environmental groups, to gay and lesbian groups, to the NAACP and to Jesse Jackson's group. I talked to the chairman of the Democratic National Committee recently, and the problem with going to these groups is not that there's anything wrong with it, obviously. It's that you start to make promises, and the promises start to sound a little bit like they're out there when it gets to the general election time. Now, Terry McAuliffe, the chairman, says, look, it's not a problem because nobody's paying any attention to our candidates right now. And he's very hopeful that the whole nomination process will be wrapped up by March of next year, and then the Democrats can all get together behind whoever is the obvious nominee, and the differences among them will disappear, and they will march into the general election strong. The problem with that is that Howard Dean is saying he doesn't particularly want to play, and that if he is not the obvious nominee in March, that he's going to carry it through to the conventions. So this could be a problem for the Democrats.
Well, now, once people are paying attention to the candidates, we keep getting told that the economy will be the big issue, Cokie. But it was interesting yesterday that the administration rolled out officials onto the TV talk shows to talk about national security instead.
Yes, it's very, you always can tell what it is that any administration wants us to pay attention to by the decisions they make on who in the administration is going to go out and speak to the American people any given week. And yesterday it was John Ashcroft and Tom Ridge, and they were talking about security and the new threats from Al-Qaeda. It was a very clear changing of the subject back to security issues. I think this is where the administration continues to think that it's strong, and that even though the president doesn't want people to think he's not paying attention to the economy, he wants you to keep paying attention to those security issues. An interesting story in today's Washington Post saying that if there is a second Bush term, that Colin Powell and his deputy Richard Armitage would leave. But that, again, hardly unusual to have a cabinet turnover. The difference here is that they have been seen as the moderates on security in this administration.
NPR's Cokie Roberts joins us every Monday. Cokie, thanks very much.
Nice to be with you, Steve.